Depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Former President Donald Trump was the headliner at a GOP dinner in Columbia, South Carolina. CBS News correspondent Tom Foti reports.
For the second time since his third indictment, ex-President Donald Trump was out campaigning, discussing his second criminal case, the one involving classified documents.
I'm under the Presidential Records Act, which is a big deal.
His lawyers have till Monday afternoon to answer a court move by the special counsel to limit Trump's postings and statements about the election conspiracy matter. Legal analyst Lori Levin.
He's sending not-so-veiled threats to potential witnesses in this case.
Severe weather is possible across parts of the U.S. this week, starting in the Midwest. The Weather Channel meteorologist Jackie Jarrus.
For Sunday, we'll be focusing in on the Ohio Valley and the Tennessee River Valley. The rain may be very heavy and come in rounds, which means flash flooding is going to be a good possibility.
Part of the highly restrictive Texas abortion law is involved in a legal fight. A judge ruled women with complicated pregnancies would be able to seek abortions in the state, but that was quickly blocked. Reporter Chris Fox explains from Austin.
Just hours after Judge Jessica Mangrum temporarily blocked provisions of the state's near-total abortion ban, the state's provisional attorney general, Angela Colmenero, appealed that decision to the state's all-Republican Supreme Court. The appeal now stays the trial court decision until a full trial.
Another mass shooting this weekend, this one last night in Washington, D.C. Police say three people were killed and two others hurt. Metropolitan Police Acting Chief Pamela Smith.
Very, very disturbing. And we're asking you, the community, to please provide us with any information that you may have.
More than 60 people were arrested, including an influencer who brought thousands to Union Square in Manhattan Friday afternoon for a giveaway that quickly became a riot. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We believe there were some outside influencers that may have attempted to aggravate this situation.
Several people were hurt, including police officers. Police are still searching for some in the crowd who will likely face charges. New furniture safety standards will go into effect next month.
The STURDY Act stands for Stop Tipovers of Unstable, Risky Dressers on Youth. It requires the Consumer Product Safety Commission to revise safety standards for freestanding pieces of furniture like dressers or chests of drawers. More than 590 tipover-related deaths have been reported between 2000 and 2021. Children under the age of 18 account for the bulk of those deaths and injuries.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From Lords of the Trident, can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's essential. Last Crack. We do it every night, every Saturday night and Sunday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. So many names. My name is Jimmy K. I appreciate you tuning in tonight. We're across the state of Wisconsin. You can also check the podcast page at civicmedia.us. There you're going to find all the shows that we've done. You can download them, or I don't know if you could download the shows, but you can listen to the podcast or subscribe to it. You could download the interview podcast live in the Devil's Lairs and so much more. It's all at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. radio page. And don't forget to support your local music. Speaking of local music, we got quite a bit. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. We're doing a lot of metal tonight, and I'm going to keep that theme. We'll do some punk rock and roll next week, I promise you. Tunes on the way this half hour from Force Field. We'll do A New World Machine. It's kind of an old one, but a good one. Right now, some Ash Aria and The Burning. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Heavy, we are local music. That is Force Field from the Saga of the Taming, their 2015 release. That is their song, Sword of Horror. Before that, Utoma, that's brand new stuff from their album they just released not too long ago. The song was The Traveler and some Ash Aria in there as well. Hope you're having a great Saturday evening. Really appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week for another edition of Max Inc. Radio. It all starts at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights, replayed at 6 p.m. on Sunday. 6 to 9 is Rocker Terry Barr and I, The Devil's Lair at 9 o'clock, and of course Max Inc. Heavy from 10 to midnight. If you like local music, local independent music, we have you covered here on the Civic Media Radio Network and at Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Coming up in the next half hour, I've got a nice block of tunes to kill off the show. We got some Altrea, Birth of Tragedy, and Flying Fuzz. Right now, A New World Machine on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Rock Onsen is coming to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. 10 outstanding statewide high school and middle school great bands will be rocking out on the Generac Power Stage, June 23 and 24, competing for cool Rock Onsen prizes. Check out these cool bands that will be hitting the stage by going to rockonsin.org. Rock Onsen is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and also made possible by Max Inc. Radio. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin, produced by Dennis Graham Associates.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the spaceship.tv today. The spaceship.tv.
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Club. Special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Jen from Altrea, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Kevy, we are local music. That is Altrea and The Fury Inside. A nice little ditty from Flying Fuzz before that. It's called Peace. You know, Altrea, I love that band. Have not heard anything from them in quite some time. That song we played is from their Unbreakable album back in 2020, right in the midst of the pandemic, actually. Hopefully they'll come back, maybe doing a show. Maybe the Jen and the gang are working on some new music from Altrea. Hope you're having a great night tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. Want to say welcome once again to the new affiliates here on Civic Media that are carrying Max Inc. Heavy every week. WBZH up in Hayward, Wisconsin. That's the Buzz of the North. Also, hello to La Crosse, Wisconsin, the Eagle, WLCX. And also brand new on the network is Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap. You know, if you all love local music, maybe you're in a local band, you want to get your music on the radio, I want to hear from you. Get you on for an interview. You can introduce the, you can tell the people your shoe sizes, whatever you want. We'll make it happen here on Max Inc. Radio. Just send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. And I would be happy to hear from you. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Visit weikert-lakepoint.com for more information. Also by Salvatore's Tomato Pies here in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. They got local music on the patio, great food, beer brewed right on site. You can't go wrong there. FullMileBeerCompany.com if you want to get all the details. All right, I'm out of here. Have a good night. I really appreciate you listening. Tune in next week, 6 to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network for original local music from Wisconsin. Before I get out of here, we're going to hear some Morningstar. No, we're not going to have time for Morningstar. I'll do that next week. We will do the Faith Hills FIs in just a moment. Right now, it's Birth of Tragedy, Chaotic Will. It's Max and Kevy on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
berries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over. Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw